Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Harvard President Claudine Gay has resigned. She faced a public backlash for comments she made at a congressional hearing last year. More recently, she also faced accusations of plagiarism. WBUR's education team heard back from two staff members at Harvard who say partisan politics played a worrying role in Gay's resignation. WBUR education reporter Carrie Young joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rupa.
So what did these staff members tell you?
Yeah, so the education team spoke with two people, and they both told us that they were really concerned about how there's this feeling that Gay is stepping down as a result of, like, mob rule. Ryan Enos is a professor of government at Harvard, and he told me that, you know, while he hasn't always agreed with her policies or choices during her tenure, the way it's ending is really worrying.
And regardless of what you think of the merits of her positions on international issues or what you think of her, of the accusations against her around plagiarism, those are all things that need careful debate and careful consideration. And this was certainly not an example of that.
You know, and he also went on to say that he felt like the congressional hearings about anti-Semitism on college campuses were kind of a trap, that the presidents who testified were really used to make a political point against universities, which he thinks is pretty scary because it's kind of attacking these schools' independence.
Is it possible to separate out the reaction to Gay's congressional testimony and the allegations of plagiarism? In other words, were these accusations of plagiarism alone serious enough to force her out?
So that's a good question. And I don't know if these two staff members had a really good answer to that or knew that for sure. But what they did know was that while accusations of plagiarism are very serious, if you're going to get to the bottom of it and make a good choice about whether to keep or terminate somebody, just like we heard earlier, it requires careful consideration, you know, time to investigate. And that's really not what happened here.
Claudine Gay was, of course, Harvard's first Black president, only its second female president. Did you hear concerns about her being treated differently because of her race or gender?
Yeah, both of the staff members that we talked to did mention that during our interviews. One of the staff members was Dr. Jaime Sanchez Jr. He's a postdoc fellow at Harvard with a PhD in history from Princeton. And he said, you know, yes, there is some additional scrutiny that comes kind of naturally with being the president of Harvard, with kind of how famous it is just in general. But he still thinks that Gay faced more scrutiny than someone else might have from a different background in her position.
Anyone in a leadership position from a marginalized group has to prove themselves twice as much, right? Because there are already stereotypes and assumptions going against you. And so certainly that's something I imagine Claudine Gay had up against her from the beginning of her appointment.
Now, Enos, the government professor, echoed that. He pointed to the fact that other university presidents around the country have not faced near the amount of scrutiny that Gay has over her colleges and her personal, like, official response to the war between Israel and Hamas.
What's next now for Harvard? Who's in charge now?
So who's in charge now is Alan Garber. He has been the school's provost, so he's going to step up to become the interim president. As for who takes the job permanently next, we don't really have a lot of good insight on that yet. But I think Enos, the government professor, again, he described the qualities that the person needs to have really well.
Whoever Harvard chooses to lead this institution must be willing to take those kinds of arrows, those kinds of slings and arrows, and to be resistant to that type of pressure, because it's extremely dangerous if universities allow themselves to bow to political pressure like that.
Now, I will be curious to see how Harvard and really other universities move on after this. Like, what lessons are they going to take from it? And so that's something that we'll be looking out for on our team.
WBUR education reporter Carrie Young, thank you very much.
You're welcome.